Hello out there and welcome. My name is Sharon Frosch and I am the Chief Operating Officer for the Discover Your Path You platform, where we believe that every life can teach and everyone can grow. To that end, I am also the host of this show, The Connection Sessions, where we bring together practitioners, entrepreneurs, marketers, artists, students, spiritualists, and mentors in an effort to connect to community, learn from each other, and grow. Today, I have with me longtime friend Romina, who I have known for quite some time. Thank you for joining us today, Romina. Romina is a life coach who likes to focus on specifically boundaries and how they affect our shadow self. So, Romina, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us just a little bit about how you got to life coaching and why this very, very specific niche.
So, I got into life coaching because of my past where I had suffered some health issues, which were quite severe at the time. And by learning more about myself, about how I could help myself get through everything basically in life, where I had to learn how to walk again, how to hold things again, it taught me the value of being authentic to who you are. And that if you need to ask for help, there's nothing wrong with that. And you learn humility, you learn being humble, being able to ask for it. So that was pretty a tough lesson to learn.
Yeah.
But it served its purpose, because after that, I realized that it's okay in life, that every failure in itself has the seed of a future learning. And going through that experience helps me help other people who are going through similar situations, where every one of us, we go through periods in our life where we're not able to do it all. We're not able to do everything we wish to do. And that's where you learn priorities. That's where you learn, should I do this? Should I hold it for a while? Should I maybe choose differently or stop? Maybe it doesn't serve your purpose anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's what led me to boundaries, because I learned that the people that come into your life, it doesn't mean that they're going to stay in your life. It doesn't mean that they're going to serve the same purpose in your life. Like, even the same people, for example, even like my parents, I had to adjust to the fact that even though I have older parents at a quiet for some while, I was again at their mercy. I had to ask for their help in my day-to-day things. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's not shameful. It's not. You get to learn how to live,
yes,
and appreciate the simple things in life. Like even having a friend coming over just for having a cup of tea.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, because you see humanity in its literal form. Like, people are authentic with me because they come, they talk, and they know that I can understand what they're going through, because I've been through it myself.
Mm.
Like, okay, you can't walk well. I can understand you. I've been left alone because some things have broken up in my life. I can empathize with you on that, believe me. And they just open up. And that's how I realized that, okay, so this is my way. This is my road. Because people interact with you, and the way they open up, it's not like a normal person, you just go and stop up to a certain point. They open up from their inner self. They share their secrets. They share their inner desires. And I'm like, okay, so I've been through something similar. Maybe this might work for you, but let's see how to see it from your own perspective. Because just because it worked for me doesn't mean it's going to work for you.
Mm.
But you can take the idea, shape it, and mold it to fit your life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you've been through. I don't know your story. So tell me your story. Tell me where you're coming from. Let's sit down, talk it out, and let's try to find a solution. Because most of the things in life, they seem insurmountable just until you actually sit down with someone who can empathize, who can understand what you've been through, because they've already been through that hole.
Mm.
They've already reached out of that hole. They've come out. So for them, it's easier to go back, understand where you're at, and help you get out of that hole.
Yeah, that's so true. I can only imagine that having gone through a sickness that involved something as fundamental to our existence as walking, that that must have given you just ample opportunities to work on your boundaries.
And it teaches me to be in the moment. It teaches me to be present. It teaches me to appreciate people, because when people are authentic with you, when they open up to you, it's not something to take for granted. Yes. For me, that's a blessing. Mm-hmm. Because I see people change in my life. Like, I have friends who have been through divorce, who have been through trauma, abuse, and the way you see them grow when you're helping them, when they open up to you, and you're seeing the changes there, like in real time.
Yeah.
Even just after 45 minutes, 1 hour, like we sit down and say, okay, so this is where I'm at. This is where I like to be. How do I get there? I'm like, okay, hold your horses. Let's see why you're there.
Yes.
Why you want what you want. But let's draw a straight line. It might not be as quickly as you thought it was going to be, but you will get there in your own time, not mine.
Yes.
Like, I wanted to study for like many years. I mean, I had my illness during when I was doing my master's. So I had to stop that, start the healing process, and get help to finish it. Mm. I still did, but not within the time frame I was expecting, but I still managed to do it. But I had to ask for help.
Yes.
That's where the awareness of it comes in. And that's where you learn, okay, this boundary serves me, but this boundary doesn't. Mm. So you adjust your life accordingly.
Absolutely. And it seems as though having to ask for help in and of itself can become a boundary. In other words, it's a boundary that you set for yourself in order to spur you on in your own growth. Would you agree?
Yeah. The thing is, especially women, I've seen that we tend to believe that we can do it all by ourselves.
Yeah.
We can be so much into stuff. We're focused on our goals, we're focused on getting there, but we don't realize that it's not serving our purpose. Because the minute you actually stop and realize, like, is this who I really want to be? And is this where I want to go? Like, I've always say this, like, is the ladder I want to climb against the right wall?
Oh, yeah.
So if the wall, if this ladder I'm climbing is not set against the right wall, I'm climbing the wrong ladder. So I'll have to go down, choose another wall, and start climbing again.
Yes.
So by asking myself these reflective questions on a daily basis, I'm touching base with who I am, with my intuitive self, and always checking in, like, is this the right wall? Is this the right place for me? Is this there where I want to be at? And by doing this on a regular basis, you learn more about yourself, about who you are, what you want, and even your values. You touch base with, is this right for me? Like, is this, does this represent who I am, who I want to be?
Mm.
And you grow as a person that way. I mean, growth is not something instantaneous. It's something you have to work for.
That is
it's not like you're just reading a book and you're going to apply it. It's not the amount of books you read. It's not the amount of knowledge you acquire, the amount of information you have. But it's, okay, let me just read one page, 10 pages, and apply them today.
Yes.
I mean, I used to be the kind of person that would read a book in 3 days, in 1 week. And the knowledge would just sit there in my mind. Or I'd view a whole course of 30, 40 hours and not apply any of it. Just, I tick the box, oh, I did that course.
Yeah.
And then I would expect the magic to happen. It doesn't work like that. It's better if I do 20 minutes, 30 minutes of something, and then I'm like, okay, how does this help me? How can I use this to help other people? And it's not just the clients that I want to help. I want to help people who are in my family, who are around me, because the more good you do, the more it comes back to you. And you don't do it with the intention of receiving, you do it with the intention of giving. And that's another boundary in itself. Like, am I giving from a space of gratitude? Am I giving from a space of love? Am I giving from a space from the self, from your inner self? When you're giving in that way, then yes, it will come back to you, and in many unexpected ways. And it will be for your highest good, because it's not something that you thought about you're going to receive. And it just works. And you see things happening. You see synchronicity coming into your life in ways I would have never even expected. But dreams start to come true by working on them. And it's true that people from the outside, they start seeing you as having minor successes, but you've done all the work, all those years, by reading, by investing in yourself, by learning, by applying. And that's okay, because I can show them, like, okay, to get where I'm at, to be able to walk in a good way, to be able to be independent, to be able to hold myself accountable, I had to work through all of that. Don't expect that if you have a setback, it's going to take you just a few days to get out of it. Reality is not like that. You have to face your reality. You have to face what is in front of you and say, okay, I dug myself in a hole. Might be something you did or something that happened to you, but it's still a hole. That's the reality. Then you ask yourself, okay, how do I get out of it? Is this serving me? Is this good for me? Are the people in my life helping me or hindering? I mean, you might have family members whom you choose to set a boundary to protect yourself. Like, okay, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be there for them, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to let them tell me everything or just take on their advice. It might not be good for you. They might be selling it to you from a place of heart, but it doesn't mean it's good for you in that situation. So how do you deal with that? It's by having a healthy boundary, which you set, which you are aware of, and which you choose to implement. So by being aware of what you're doing, of where your boundaries are, till where you're going to talk to this person, whether you want to actually meet all the time. Like, if it's a relationship unhealthy, you may choose maybe, okay, I'll just see this person once a week. Even if it's family, I can phone them instead of meeting to keep in touch. And same with friends. Like, you can have old friends who you have grown apart from. Doesn't mean you have to cut them from your life. It just means that you've chosen a different direction. You choose to keep in touch with them, but the way I'm talking to them, what they're saying, is it going to pull me back to where I've come from? So you choose who you are associating with. I mean, we always learn that the people you are associating with, this, the major five people in your life, they are the ones that are going to either pull you up or drag you down. So for me, I choose those five people. I invest in those people. Like in my tribe, I talk to them nearly every day. We keep in contact. We hold each other accountable. It's work, but it's worth it, because I'm investing in people because I want to, because I've seen them investing in me. I mean, I used to be the person that was investing in everyone and expect everyone to invest in me. It doesn't work that way. Not everyone has the same goals as you, the same aspirations, or the same inclination to help others. Some people, unfortunately, just take. And it's up to you to say, okay, maybe I don't want this person. Maybe I'm afraid of letting them go. So let me start a bit by moving a bit backwards and let their actions guide me. That's okay. But you speak to the person. You tell them, like, okay, is this the kind of friendship you want? Because this is the way I'm feeling. Is this working for you? If it's not, okay, maybe it's time to redefine our friendship. I mean, sometimes you're closer to some people than others. Life happens, it gets in the way. I mean, people have small children. People have things that are going through in their life. they might have someone, a family member who's undergoing something, a diagnosis or something. You're not in their life all the time. You don't know what they're going through.
Yes.
So by speaking out, you're stopping friendship from closing up. You're being honest. You're saying what you're feeling, and you're protecting yourself in that way. But if you see that there's no reciprocation going on and you feel that it's unhealthy for you, then okay, set a boundary.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. Say, okay, am I feeling good about this? Is it working for me? Oh, yeah, it is. So you keep on. It's like when you have a habit and you see that, for example, you're taking on walking because you want to lose weight, or you want to start running because you want to do a marathon. You prepare yourself. It's not just going out, okay, I'm going to go out today, just go out and start running.
Mm-hmm.
The marathon is tomorrow. You have to prepare for it. You have to do a lifestyle change. You have to start associating with people who are doing similar things. You want to inform yourself so that you avoid knee injuries. Same thing. Proper attire. The same thing with boundaries. The same thing with habits. You prepare yourself. You say, is this good for me? Is this serving me? Where am I going? So, like, okay, food-wise, is this healthy for me or not? Life is the same in a lot of things. It's just a question of framing your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You might be someone who's an extrovert or an introvert. Like, and you might not be the same in every situation. But then you say, okay, why am I an extrovert when I'm on a one-on-one basis, but when it comes to speaking in front of people, I'm just stuck? You can imagine yourself having your best friend in front of you and you're actually talking to just that person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all how you're imagining things, what you're putting in front of you.
Mm.
It's what helps me, but actually it works.
So how do you use boundaries as they relate to your shadow self, that self that I think sometimes we attribute to wanting to set boundaries that help us, and then we have that voice that pops up and says, that's really selfish. How do you continue setting boundaries even when old patterns are arising for you?
Yeah. I have a funny story with that. So I used to have two dogs, and one of them I could play with. The other one was never interested.
Mm-hmm.
And I taught both dogs the same way. But one of them was very extrovert. The other one was introvert. She liked to be lazy. She liked to just sit down in the shade and just sleep. Her mother was different. She liked to play with everything. Like even if I just threw a ball, she would play with it for hours.
Mm.
It wasn't me that was the problem, because I was playing with them in both ways. I was still giving them time. I was still providing them with the same things. It's just that they had different characters. They had different approach to things. The same with the shadow self. For example, if I set a boundary with someone and I look at that boundary and it's actually helping me feel less stressed, less anxious. It's helping me more present. The problem might not be me. You have to accept that the problem may be something external of you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you ask these questions, you are in a place of time. You are in a place of now. You don't ask yourself something like this and just expect it to happen overnight. You have to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, okay, so this relationship, what do I want out of it? Is it something which I imagine it going to be long-term? Is it a friendship which I want to invest in? Is there respect being received? Is what I'm giving received? Because you might be able to give to that person, but that person doesn't want what you're giving.
Mm-hmm.
They might not be ready for that message. And it might be you who has to scale back and say, okay, we're not on the same page. We're not on the same growth pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And by allowing the other person to be in their own time, in their own ways, maybe it's not good for you. Maybe that friendship, that relationship, it can be even at work. And you just say, okay, so this is my boundary. I'm going to just speak to this person. I'm going to interact with them, but I might not be healthy for me to open up about my personal life, my social life, especially if, unfortunately, some people, they have a habit of opening up and you tell them something and you notice that they're gossiping about other people. Mm-hmm. If they're gossiping about others, my mom told me they're gossiping about you as well. Mm-hmm. Might not be true, but it's the way you see it. So I'm like, do I want to be associated with those people? Mm-hmm. So my personal life is mine. It's my business. Doesn't mean I have to tell you everything.
Indeed.
It might be that I'm happy talking to you about my hobbies, my family vacations. There's many things to talk about. But if I see that I cannot trust you, I cannot confide in you, that's my boundary. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it out of disrespect towards you. I'm doing it in order to protect myself. Mm-hmm. Because if I don't do that, the one who is going to get hurt might not just be me. Might even be my family.
Agreed.
We are responsible for our actions. And if you don't take an action, if you don't set a boundary, if you don't respect a boundary, there's still going to be repercussions.
Indeed. So how do you deal with somebody who doesn't respect one of your boundaries?
Depends on who the person is and where it's at. If it's someone who is just an acquaintance, you always have the option of not meeting that person. If that person is a longtime friend, you have the option of cutting back slowly and see if with time that relationship can evolve. If you have instead a certain amount of openness with that individual and you see them open to talk and that they're willing to listen to what you're saying in a non-discriminatory way, in a way where you can actually talk things out and you're being listened to, then yes, you speak up. But you don't just blurp everything to someone, oh, but you're not respecting me because I think this should be happening. No, it does not work like that. If it's somewhere in the workplace, especially if it's someone who is above you at the job, like a manager, a head, or something like that, you might want to set a boundary in such a way where it's your actions that speak louder than your words. If, then again, there are policies in most workplaces where if you feel that you're not being listened to, there's a way of going through that. There are HR policies about it. And it might be that the person is not willing to listen to you on that day. I mean, we all have bad days. So it's a question of even finding the right timing when you're speaking to someone. Mm-hmm. I mean, for example, if you have a spouse or a partner and they just came from work, they're tired, you have kids or you have pets and there are lots of things to do at the end of the day, it's not the right time to talk. Mm-hmm. It's better to like say, okay, listen, there's something I want to talk about. It's nothing urgent, but I feel I need to talk about this. Can we schedule and talk about it before we go to work in the morning? Like, let's wake up early tomorrow morning, have a nice breakfast, and talk things out. Mm. It might be that that person is really willing to listen to you. They don't do anything and say like, oh, let's go out to dinner and talk things out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had this happen with friends of mine. If there is an issue, for example, which they did something which for me was disrespectful, the way I handled it is I waited for the person to get home. I asked her, like, listen, is this the right time to talk? Because there's something which is nagging me and I'm not the kind of person to let things fester. Mm-hmm. Because that might lead to expectations, disruptions, and even bad emotions. So I don't like those feelings. Mm-hmm. So I try to deal things as quickly as possible. And she's like, yeah, okay, let's talk things out. Mm-hmm. She phoned me in her own time. We spoke things out. It didn't work out immediately. Then we spoke the day after again. And we ironed things out. I mean, between phone call messages, there's no way you can't communicate today. It's because you don't want to. But you have to search the right time, the right medium, and the right form of communication.
Very true. Well, Romina, our half hour is up. I really enjoyed having you on the show today. Just really quickly, I want to give a shout out to Misty Flanagan, Karen Mahoney, Julie Mee, and Vesna Radivojevic, I think. I probably got that wrong, and if I did, I sincerely apologize. And to Andrea Hendren, our CSO, who just joined us as well. Thank you ever to everyone who watched. And if you do come by and catch this video after we're no longer on the air, drop us a hashtag replay. Let us know how you liked it. And if you'd like to get a hold of Romina and get more information on boundaries, her personal profile is tagged in this live. Please contact her, connect with her, and get in on some of that wisdom. So as always, guys, thank you so much for being here. Again, Romina, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for
having me. Oh, it's my pleasure. And you know, I love you guys. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.